We love. I get to spend time. I'm in a cell group with Bert. He prays for me, and he and Doc Coons and I just kind of pray for each other as weak, struggling, overcoming sons. And so Bert's going to share his story, how he came to Jesus. Go for it, buddy.
It does kind of look like there's a few people here now that everybody's in the middle. It looks totally different.
Like
that's
one.
Right. Yeah. Sam texted me a week ago and said, you knew this was coming. And so I'm happy to just share what God's done in my life. And it is, I think, neat that, we kind of all have a different story of how God drew us to himself. My story is maybe, it seems to me anyway, it's somewhat normal or average, but it's kind of what God took me through. But I don't remember a time when I ever didn't believe in God. We grew up going to church every Sunday. I knew the Apostles' Creed. I could recite it. Could recite it without even thinking about it, which, looking back on it, was probably both good and bad. But there was a lot of, some of you may have grown up knowing the same thing. It's just, it's doctrine that's in the scripture, and it's God's truth. But anyway, I grew up in that setting, went to church every Sunday, just something we did. My parents were successful, respected people, really modeled for my sisters and my brother and I, just really good character, really great character. They were great people. But in the, kind of in that, going to church every Sunday, it wasn't something we talked about at home. To them, I think they were in a generation, or at least how they had been raised, it was, religion was a personal thing to them, and so we just didn't really talk about it much at home. So, but I grew up, loved the outdoors, loved sports, spent a lot of time on family ranch, Boy Scouts, kind of in that setting, just really appreciating what God had made, and I think that just, again, confirmed to me the things I learned in church, that what God had made just reveals who he is, and part of his character. Got to high school, had a pretty typical just guy, liked sports, everything centered around sports. My happiness, my mood pretty much was dictated by how that went. And when I was young, I was successful and pretty good at everything. And as I got to high school, I wasn't big and strong. I wasn't overly fast. And so you find, it's like, okay, what can I excel at? So I took up long distance running. It's something that, if you work hard, you can at least find some level of success. So anyway, that's kind of high school centered around that. And went to college, Northeast Kansas. And pretty much first year was just kind of a normal, typical year. A lot of my mood was dictated by how grades went and all of that, popularity. Got to my sophomore year of college and came back in the fall and had a friend who began sharing with me just what God had done in his life the summer before, and talked about things some things I knew, but he started sharing out of the book of John, and particularly like John 3, where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and I think in John 3:6, in there it says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And then Nicodemus comes back, what are you talking about? How can a man be born again once he's old? And those were things that, I'd heard the term before, but it was just something that was kind of out there and I didn't understand and certainly wasn't a part of any of my upbringing. But it was really the first time that, thank God, challenged me that you're baptizing an infant, grew up in church, that's not a free ticket to being in my kingdom. And shared John 1:12. I think probably was a verse that maybe affected me the most. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those believe in his name. And you know, I'd always intellectually believed, at least everything I'd been taught, everything I saw around me. But I guess as a first time, I understood that believing is more than just intellectual. It's a trust. It's a reliance on. And I think right after that, it talks about not of blood or the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And so it's just, it was a first time I'd understood, kind of had my eyes open that I needed to do something. And really, it was a scary time in a way, in that I understood I wasn't just automatically in God's family. You would think at that point that, you know, you just drop down and make a decision right then. But my human nature being what it is, I guess I understood the seriousness of it. And in my mind, in my limited understanding, maybe what I would have to give up, and I wrestled with that for like a month, kind of running from God, God pursuing me. It was a time. What I just remember it as a time of turmoil, just in some ways, kind of feeling miserable because God's pursuing you, and you're just ignoring or you're running from Him. Thankfully, God keeps after us, and I just got to a point one night where I was ready to surrender and just committed my life to Him. At that point, I'd already understood I was a sinner and those things, but as a point where I knew then the Holy Spirit had just been drawing me, but never really understood kind of what had been going on earlier in my life. But really appreciate the friend that shared with me. I think all growing up, God was revealing Himself, but I just didn't have a full understanding until we shared the full truth, the whole deal.
That's awesome.
And yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're saved.
Me too.
The friend's name, first name was?
Tom.
Tom. He was how old at the time?
We were classmates. We were in the same fraternity.
1920? That range?
19.
1920. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't in 1920. I wasn't. They were 19 or 20. Yeah, around that range. Yeah. The numbers, and I'm not going to quote them because I don't know for sure, but the numbers are high on how many people come to Jesus through a friend or through a personal relationship or through a parent and not through church services. The gospel is working among families and among people, and it's a pretty cool deal. So that's a great story.
Yeah.
Secondly, and I'll let you go, what do you remember? You bowed down, or what did you do, and how did you pray when you received?
I was by myself. I think I was up on campus and just had been wrestling with this for weeks. And it was late at night, and I think it was right before finals. Oh. And I just bowed down where I was. I was outside on campus somewhere.
Yeah.
And
on campus.
Just yeah. Basically surrendered to God.
Wow.
And yeah.
Trusted Him
yeah.
for what you'd known, but yeah. now you believed.
Yeah, I think the evidence for me was just a piece, I guess, that I hadn't really ever experienced before.
Awesome.
That wasn't based on something I would do.
Yeah, great.
But it was all God at that point.
And, yeah. Born again, and the Holy Spirit came in you, and yep. that's a lot of peace.
Yeah,
that's awesome, yeah. Bert. Good yeah. job.